Is 9:31. I'm Tom Davis, and I have some very special guests in house. I have Errol Haida and also Toby Thomas, and they're from Lighthouse Outreach Center. We've been hearing a lot about Lighthouse because seemingly a lot of folks had no idea. Mm-hmm. And suddenly they started having ideas because they came in and took a look at what Lighthouse Outreach Center does. And first of all, gentlemen, welcome and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you also.
Now, tell us a little bit, Errol, about Lighthouse Outreach Center.
We are a shelter for people that have come upon difficult times in their life, sometimes from drug and alcohol abuse, domestic violence, loss of job, being evicted from their apartment, health reasons, just a lot of different reasons that people need a place to stay to get back on their feet, to get their life turned around, and in some cases come to know God in the first place.
Wow, and that's a beautiful thing, too, when that turnaround takes place, and especially getting to know God along the way and realizing that hopelessness sometimes will start to subside and hope begins.
Right.
That's really neat. Now, where are you located?
We're located at 1411 West Hensley Boulevard, corner mm-hmm. of Hensley and Busey in the west part of town.
Now, you're the director. How long has Lighthouse been around?
Lighthouse has started in 1992. Naomi Lanier founded the Lighthouse, came here from Idaho from a call, felt a call from God to start a homeless shelter in Bartlesville, and totally took the town by surprise, didn't think they needed a shelter, but it's been proven. We've served over 10,000 people in the last 27 years.
And sometimes the homeless community can almost go unnoticed if you're not, you know, particularly looking, and the homeless community sort of blends in, and it's a shame because, you know, these folks need a place to reorganize, to rebuild, to get, you know, better equipped to go back out again and mainstream again.
Our goal is getting toward independence and back in society. We have a program called Road to Success, which we use as drug and alcohol classes in it, basic life principle classes, and then we teach a purpose-driven life. And that those three programs work together to help a person take care of the internal needs in their life so when they do get a place to stay, get a job, they can make it. Just getting a job and a place to stay is not the answer. You have to have a change inside your heart, or you go back and do the same things you did before that got you where you are.
Oh, that's a shame, but it's absolutely true. Now, we have Toby with us. Toby, I understand you are a chef. Par excellence.
I'm a new chef. I was actually over the clothing barn. I just got bumped up to cook. But I'm looking forward to it.
Tell us about your experience with the Lighthouse.
Pretty much all my life, off and on, I was homeless, and there was a point in my life I just hit rock bottom.
Oh, boy.
And I was just, had not, you know, nowhere to go to. And I just looked it up on my phone. Lighthouse was the first place, and I landed there, been there 5 months, and, I mean, it changed my life.
You look like the healthiest person in the room here.
I was 280 pounds, and now I'm 210.
Wow, you look great. You look great. Yeah. How are you feeling?
I feel wonderful.
Well, inside and out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've got a, you feel a, more of a sense of hope and a sense of purpose?
Yeah. I mean, I want to serve God. That's my whole thing. I knew who God was, but I never, like, pursued God. Mm-hmm. So now I'm pursuing God.
And that relationship has grown mm-hmm. stronger.
A lot stronger.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm happy to see you. You mean, you look like you're so bright and on the ball here. You're the kind of guy that folks would like to meet on the street. Just say howdy, you know? And you've got a little bit of a radiance about you. Has anybody told you that?
You kind of
got that aura.
I was never a people person, but never. Now I'm breaking out myself.
And nicely, I might add.
Yes.
Well, it's great. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Errol, I understand that we do need some funds for something very practical. It's nothing that it's not impractical. You need a vehicle. People got to get around.
We do need a van. And typically, we've asked for grants from different corporations, and we've gotten grants. But the need came up so quickly, we don't have time to go through the grant process, and deadlines have already passed. And we have a van that is just about to die. I've had it to the shop twice, and the mechanic said there's nothing they could do to fix it except a very expensive motor overhaul, and we don't put a bunch more money into this van. So we're trying to raise funds to replace this van. It's probably on a month or less of lifespan yet. So it's on its journey home.
as we're celebrating Thanksgiving, you might want to thank the Lighthouse Outreach Center in a monetary way here for what they've been doing for our community. While most of us have been comfortable, right now it might be a good idea to reach into those pockets and donate what you can so that those who are trying to attain a new life in mainstreaming can get around. Now, you're taking people around for what, doctor visits, other things?
Yes, it's not just a luxury to have a company vehicle.
It's a practicality.
We take people to work. The van run starts about 4:30 in the morning, getting people to work, and we're done at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh,
and
my.
We take people to work, pick them up from work. We take them to doctor visits, take them to court appearances. Sometimes we have to take people out of town to Tulsa to a court appearance, and people say, well, you don't just quit doing that. Well, we can't, because if we don't take them to their appointments for doctors, for health reasons, and also for legal reasons, they're not going to be back where they were. So we're committed to doing this, even though sometimes we have to use our own personal vehicles to take them these trips, because we're here to help people change life, not just feed them and give them a bed to stay in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're fixing the whole person, not just a few symptoms. That's what it's all about.
And the need for transportation in Bartlesville has increased. In the last two or three years ago, we had a van system that went around every hour, made around throughout the city, and picked up people. They could go to DHS. They could go to the court and things like that. But when that stopped, that put a greater burden on us. The Lighthouse probably suffered the most when this service was discontinued, because we still have people who need to get to work. And if they don't get to work, they can't make the money they need to save up to get ready to move out on their own. So it's critical that we have a way to transport these people in a safe and dependable way. The last thing I need is a phone call at 9 o'clock at night saying the van broke down.
Oh, boy, yeah, that throws everything out of kilter. So what kind of a vehicle are you looking for? Are you looking for something that holds like six to eight people or something
right,
like
we
that?
Don't need a big 15-passenger van. We need just a small six to eight people, because most people we transport to a certain location are two to three people. So a small van, a minivan would be fine. We're not looking at a new one. We're looking at a used one. I've talked to a dealer in town. For $20,000 to $25,000, we can get a low-mileage, late-model vehicle, which would serve our purposes very well. And so that's one need. And then a backup need, if someone has a used vehicle, a car, just for a supplement, we'd like to take somebody to Tulsa so we don't tie up the van all day taking somebody to Tulsa. So there's two needs. Immediate need right now is money to purchase a van, a good used, low-mileage van. The second would be a backup vehicle. And we've had people give us cars over the years. I'm very, very grateful for that. The last car that was given to us, we drove it for about 6 months, and then it finally quit on us. And so we're down to just one vehicle right now. Sometimes we have to use our personal vehicles to fill in the gap, because we're not going to leave people stranded or cause them not to meet an appointment because we don't have vehicles. So it's urgent, but it's a very beneficial in the total process of helping people recover and get back into society. We say, well, why don't they, if they work, get a ride with somebody from work? Well, that's not always good, because drugs are so infiltrated in workplaces anymore, fast food, manufacturing, whatever, that if they have struggles with drugs themselves, riding home with somebody that's using drugs on the way home is not going to be healthy for them. So we don't encourage them to get rides from people at work unless it's somebody that's really dependable. And so to help them in their total recovery, we feel like this is possible, this is necessary. Now, we offer free rides. The first 2 weeks, the ride to work is free. Then after that, they pay $15 a week, which is pretty inexpensive for transportation, but also moves them from being just helped to paying for the services they get at a much reduced rate. There are taxis here in town, but it costs $8 to $10 per ride. You know, if you have to spend $18 a day to get to work, that cuts into your check very severely. So we feel like this is the best way to help them move toward ultimate success.
Wonderful. Now, how do they reach out to the Lighthouse Outreach Center in order to make that donation?
It can be done one of three ways. One, come by personally and make the donation. You can call us and tell us that you're doing that, or mail it to us, mail the check to the Lighthouse Outreach Center, 1411 West Hensley Boulevard, or contact us and we'll come pick it up if it's a big enough check.
Well, I tell you what, this really sounds like something that needs to get done and get done before the new year starts. And boy, wouldn't it be nice if we could rally around Lighthouse here to get this done by Christmas. That would work out very nice.
And I would like to say right now, I'm very grateful to the support of the community. We have people donating food. East Cross Methodist Church gave us about $7,000 worth of canned goods for it would last us most of the year. West End Christian School surprised us with two pickup loads of canned goods. We have City Church is now providing paper towel and toilet paper for us. And so we're getting all this help, and we're very appreciative. And there are 14 churches that come in and once a month do a meal for us, mm-hmm. and they provide a meal, which cuts down our budget tremendously for food. And so the committee has been very, very good. We're getting good donations from people in the mail for general operating expenses. But it costs us $1,526 a day to run the lighthouse.
Wow. There's a lot of work to be done, and it needs to be done. And right now, the community has stepped up really nicely, but we're just asking for one more bite at the apple, I guess, in order to raise these funds for the vehicle, because this is so necessary, as you outlined earlier, getting people into good habits, getting people to work, getting people back to work, and getting them to places where they need to go so they can start fresh, start anew, and get right with everything is so important. And this vehicle kind of ties a lot of that together.
It really does. And we, if they work close by, like within a few blocks of the lighthouse, we say you need to walk to work unless it's raining or freezing weather, something like that. But we do encourage them to do as much on their own. Some of them have bicycles to get to close mm-hmm. to jobs. But if it's clear across town, which some of our jobs are OPS and Dewey, you know, or the yeah. Pillow Factory, that's way across town. That's 4 or 5 miles. And so we want to help out. We do encourage to do as much as they can. And some of them are saving up their money to buy a vehicle. And I think it's great that they're being able to pay cash for the vehicle and not make these monthly, weekly payments that add up to a lot. Getting their driver's license. We celebrate when someone gets their driver's license at the lighthouse because it's big step. It moves them toward independence, because if they move out without a license, they're still dependent on some way to get there, and they don't have us anymore. So it's real important that we help them and encourage them to move on toward license and even their own vehicle eventually.
All right. This is great. And once again, folks, we're talking with Errol and Toby here with Lighthouse Outreach Center right here in Bartlesville. And we're looking to raise some funds for a vehicle. And Errol, you've already told us that you've got a ballpark figure in mind. You're looking at a vehicle right now with a local dealer. And the price tag was right around $25,000. So let's see what we can do as a community to make sure that our folks in the homeless community can get a leg up and get started again. We can help out Lighthouse Outreach Center by getting this vehicle. And you did the smart thing, too, by looking at something that's pre-owned with low miles, something that's going to be an investment that's going to last probably a good 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is really something else. If anybody wants to learn more about Lighthouse Outreach Center, they can just come by, can't they?
Come by, and we'd love to show you around and visit with you.
And every now and again, you have the, I didn't know that, open houses, which I think is just fabulous. No pressure, there's nothing. Yeah.
Our next open house will be in January of 2020.
Okay, great.
It's called I Had No Idea Tour, and it's a great way to just get the idea of what's going on there, because as you drive by, really have no idea what's going on behind those walls. And many ministries are the same way. When you walk in to see what's really going on, the lives being touched, it impresses you and encourages you to, this is someplace I'd like to invest and be part of also.
Amazing. And Toby, I want to thank you for your story. You keep on keeping on, brother, because I got faith in you. I think you're going to do some pretty good things, and you're very young, and this is just the beginning of something good for you.
Amen. House and brought me a long ways with Mr. Hayden.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, for being here with us on our Community Connection today. And I appreciate it. Good luck. Happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas. And folks, don't forget to donate. And let's get this vehicle for Lighthouse Outreach Center. And you've been listening to One-on-One right here on K1, the one you trust. Quickly, a look at our weather forecast for today. We are looking for sunny and sunshiny conditions for today. And we're also looking today to see that wind die down. Finally. Oh, my goodness sakes. That was something else yesterday. And on top of that, tomorrow, well, tomorrow might be Thanksgiving, but you might be thankful for an umbrella, because we are looking for some rain and some cooler temperatures, right around 43. And as we head into Friday, we're going to have showers and 58 degrees. Right now, we are at 37 degrees with sunshine here at K1, the one you trust.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.